providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Hope you guys enjoy the top of the hour news. As I say every week, I hope the news that is carried by your stations in your local areas are better than some of the news that I'm getting out here. Anyway, having said that, what I would like to do at this point in time, Jimmy, is I'd like to get over to Davos. That's a big meeting. In my opinion, it is really, on the one hand, nationalistic, and on the other hand, very, very globalistic. Like to get your views on that, and I'd like to talk about Klaus. Obviously, he's beginning to be painted as more and more of a dangerous person. I read a bit of his biography yesterday, and I have to agree with some of the listeners who feel that way. How do you feel about this guy? Let's start out with that, Jimmy.
Well, I think he's an elitist. He started this program back in about approximately 20 years ago, I think, where they brought together the elite financial, very powerful and influential people and leadership politicians to get together to talk about how they could make the world a better place. I think initially people took it as, well, you know, you get the elite together, that happens, and maybe they'll come up with good ideas.
Yeah.
But what Klaus Schwab has done is actually turn this into basically a second shadow government for the world government, where they bring together leaders and then they discuss and talk, and then they have these little programs and little groups, breakout sessions, and they come up with ideas how to approach problems in the way they see fit, not in the way an individual national country or even the voters in that country think should be done.
Yeah.
And so what I see with Klaus Schwab is a guy that's gotten way too much power, that has too much influence, and has been shaping events globally in a way that he thinks is best, and the people that he co-opts to think is best. But in the end, a lot of people are beginning to understand that this is a very dangerous exo-government, world-type government developing.
Well, it really seems to be that way. I want to take off on your statement a little bit more, though, and that is a world government developing. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so, you know, there's many. So they have what they call the Global Leadership Fellows for the World Economic Forum. And this is basically a program where they bring in young, potential, up-and-coming politicians. Let me give you a good example. Justin Trudeau is a member of that program. And then, of course, as he worked his way up and became Prime Minister of Canada, he was assisted by many powerful people financially and politically that were involved with the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Now, so he's in place in there, and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and these groups actually brag about how many people inside the bureaucracies of many governments they have installed over the years. And I think that is an incredibly telling statement that they're proud to be able to kind of use their philosophy and ideologies of government and how things should be managed and circumvent or at least influence outcomes in other nations and democracies and non-democracies. And I think that's probably mostly in democracies, because non-democracies don't care. The Chinese, the Russians, they could care less, even though they participate.
And
so,
look who's getting ahead in the world, way ahead of some of the freer countries. It's China and Russia.
Yeah, well, I won't say Russia's getting ahead, but definitely China is moving towards the highest demographics, the highest economic power, the biggest military power, and the biggest communications influencer with much diplomatic power and financial influence over many, many places. And you put that together, that looks like a change in the future of mankind, where an authoritarian leadership has that much influence and power over the world.
Mm-hmm. Agree 1,000% over that one. It's hard to say who's going to win in the end if you want to use the terrible world called win. Let me ask you a question about Justin Trudeau. How much of his involvement do you think in Davos led to what he did to the truckers in Eastern Canada?
Well, that's exactly the example I'm talking about, where he neglected fundamental principles in the Canadian Charter that protected individual rights because he felt that he knew better and he had to silence opposition. And he did that through through law enforcement, through co-opting the media, numerous media outlets. And he also used it financial influence to shut down people's accounts that were supporting the truckers who were had a legitimate argument of opening back up the economy and getting them back to work. And I think, you know, Justin Trudeau made very clear comments saying that, in fact, he appreciated and respected the Chinese because they could do that type of thing without having to face the consequences of either a court or public opinion. And I think that's an incredible example of authoritarian elitist ideology taking over democracy, something that people need to realize is happening around the world. And the World Economic Forum and Davos is the center of this type of activity.
Yep. Give me an opinion on that. Would you, just a personal opinion real quick?
Well, I think, you know, whenever you have a small group of people that think they know better, they begin to lose touch with the average people on the ground. But with the more power they have, the more influence, the media control, and many of these global corporate companies that influence both technology and the flow of information are members and participate in programs through the WEF, World Economic Forum, and are participating in Davos. And they're doing that because they want more power and more financial gain out of it. And so for them, this is a great opportunity to consolidate and gain power. And it really pushes out small business, it pushes out the voter, and it makes most people irrelevant. You become the slaves of these big tech corporate giants. And of course, they own the media outlets, which shape and influence people's opinions to hide and cover up what they're doing, when in the end, what they're doing is actually just gaining more power and taking away individual choice and rights. You're seeing it with the silencing of free speech. You're seeing it with the downgrading of Twitter feed negative comments that would go against either an ideological leftist view or the power there. And you're seeing it with the media outlets actually never addressing the potential for this type of a group to take power. And they're slowly doing it over a long period of time. And they have a lot of money and influence and ability to do it.
Got an interesting question for you, Jimmy. You know, it looks like right now in the United States anyway, it looks like Elon Musk is switching parties. It looks like he's going into being a very moderate, not, take out the word very, it looks like he's going to turn into a moderate Republican. There is even some conjecture about perhaps Jeff Bezos turning into a moderate Republican, although I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think his company is just going to get too rich and too famous under the philosophy of, let's say, of the progressive regime, for lack of better terms. But comment on the fact that a guy like Elon Musk, I mean, you got to admit the guy is a genius. He has done things in his lifetime that put national governments to shame. And by that, I mean he's put the automotive industry to shame. He's put, I would have to say, the space industry to shame with what he is doing. How important a factor, Jimmy, do you think that he is going to be? We've only, unfortunately, got about 30 seconds here.
Yeah, so Elon Musk, he said, I'm going to vote Republican for the first time in my life, and he's going to do it. There's a number of people. Joe Rogan's getting a lot, seeing red. You know, they're starting to realize what's happening with silencing other people's voices, and that's where the big fight is, because they understand you silence people's voices, you basically change the dialogue and you control the outcomes. And that's what I think Elon Musk is doing, fighting against that. And thank God there are people willing to do that.
Well, there you go. We'll be right back.